Brothers and sisters, my wife and I learned so many beautiful missionary stories about the elders of George Buchanan and Joseph F. Smith while we were serving in Hawaii. And I should like to share with you one of those stories. Elder Joseph F. Smith, he was sent by the brethren when he was 5 years when he was 15 years old. His mother passed away when he was 5. 14, his mother passed away. Records shows that he was labored in the Maui, and then to the Kohala in the Big Island, and transferred to the Molokai, where he was presiding elder when he was 16 years old. Every day he and his companion, Elder Dowell, visit the several small branches, healing the sick and casting out the evil spirits, and there read the scriptures and from the beautiful, from a Savior's story, retold the story of the restoration. Many members were indifferent and an apathetic attitude because of the wrong information about the church and the prophet Joseph Smith. Two companions traveled from the east to the west, Molokai. Their food was scarce, and then 30 miles every day in a hot sun, and they were travel extensively. One day, Elder Smith's companion almost didn't make it, and they finally reached the home of Mr. and Mrs. Myers and a German family. This couple treated them kindly and so lovingly and gave them lodging for several days. Not only that, but the Mr. Meyer furnished the Elder Smith with a good riding horse, not the car, and the branches. And then they were visiting Elder Smith and Dowell, and with a work hard with a wonderful way, and brought lots of the reactivations and then convert and activities to the church. Elder Smith was taken desperately ill one day in a raging fever. He was given a priest of blessing, and he remained ill, and almost he was passed away. His condition was very critical on many occasions. For the next 3 months, and for our native brother and his wife, and the young couple did every possible to save this young missionary's life, and the best they could, through their tenderly, fatherly, and motherly love. They fast for many days and pray, and this young missionary never forgot and forsook for the friendship. He always retreated and honored this wonderful Hawaiian lady, Manuhu'i, as his own Hawaiian mother. Many years later, and he visited again this island in a company of the member of the presiding bishopric, Bishop Nibley, who later became a member of the First Presidency. And they landed in the harbor of Honolulu. Many native saints greeted them, brought their lots of leis and all kinds of beautiful native flowers. Both of them were loaded with leis upon leis. Young man, who was now an old man, had more than anyone else. A great Hawaiian band was playing a welcome to them, even to play Mormon music. The Bishop Nibley explained in his journal one touching little incident. May I share with you? It was a beautiful sight to see the deep-seated love, the even tearful affection and these people had for him. In the midst of all, I noticed a poor old blind woman tottering under the weight, about 9 years old age, led in, and she had a few choice of bananas in her hand. It was all her she had, her offering. She was calling Iosepa. Iosepa means Joseph, Joseph. Instantly he saw her and he ran to her and clasped her in her arms and hugged her and kissed her over and over again. and he said, "Mama, and Mama, my dear old Mama." And the tears are streaming down from his cheeks, and he turned to me and said, "Charlie, she nurses me when I was a little boy, sick, without anyone to take care of me. She took me in and a mother to me." Bishop Nibley continued, "Oh, it was a touching. It was a pathetic. It was a beautiful to see the great and noble soul in loving, tender remembrance of the kindness extended to him more than 50 years ago. The poor old soul who had brought her loving offering a few bananas and all she had and put into the hand of her beloved Giuseppe, Joseph." Close quote. Brothers and sisters, this Giuseppe was a president, Joseph F. Smith, and a president of the church. And what we can learn from this great story, Sister Monahui had no idea that this little boy would be someday the president of the church. She didn't expect anything from him, and she helped him because she loved the Lord and his missionaries. Hawaiian couple honored and respect and love and took care of the missionaries, the Lord's messengers, because they had a pure love of God. That respect and reverence remain until she died. Elder Smith was a seasoned, matured by the Lord in the mission field, and his love developed and cultivated by this beautiful Hawaiian mother and never left his heart. Remember that he said, with the tears streaming down from his cheeks, "Charlie, she nursed me when I was a little boy, sick without anyone to take care of me. She took me in and a mother to me." Brothers and sisters, this kind of love and a thoughtfulness and kindness, and I feel, must exist in the missionary work and a reactivation work. This love of God in the spirit of missionary work, and this spirit of reactivation, and a spirit of conversion, and the spirit of nourishing. Nephi said, "It is the most desirable of all things." And Andrew echoed, "It is a joyous to soul." Brothers and sisters, let us show our noble example, like this beautiful Hawaiian mother, showing this love, and not only by feeding missionaries, but bringing this love to taking the missionaries to the part members' family and the less active members or non-members to our neighbors and within the frame of the home teaching and the visiting teaching program. These people will touch by this love by you. And Nephi, when he saw the Savior, he exclaimed, "Yea, it is the love of God, which sheddeth itself in abroad in the hearts of the children of men." Brothers and sisters, with this love, when you and I, and with the full-time missionaries, combine effort, and you can bring converts and many reactivated members to the temple, which is a house of the Lord. Your example will teach the missionary when they return home, and they will emulate your example. Missionaries, you must be so clean and pure and diligent, obeying and observing all the mission rules and with exactness. Be studious like a Joseph F. Smith, exercising your exceeding faith and trusting God. And above all, you must cultivate this beautiful quality of love, charity, the pure love of Christ. Brothers and sisters,
I testify to you that the Moroni promised us, when we pray unto the Father with all our energy of our heart, we may be filled with this love which he has bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ. I humbly testify to you that he lives. As we emulate this love, and we can bring wonderful brothers and sisters back into this fold, I know that God lives, and he loves us. And this is his church. President Benson is his prophet. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.